Hey guys, it's Michelle. Hola. I'm the admin for the Latina Lifestyle Instagram and Facebook page. It is miércoles at 9:30 p.m. I think. Yes, 9:37 p.m. here in Sydney, Australia. Oh my god, I haven't done a mini cast. It's mini cast, what is it, 12 now? Yes, I'm up to 12. Little 10, 15 minute segments. I haven't done one in like 3 weeks, I know. Look, it was a couple of reasons. First of all, I was a little bit time sensitive, so I didn't have that much time. You know, I had a couple of things, projects that I'm working on. Plus, someone conned me into doing some sort of like reggaeton baile, and then that went all kinds of wrong. And I was like, never again. So another reason was, look, I didn't know if this was going to add much value to people, you know? I was like, damn, this is like literally me just talking shit. And a little bit about my mom and my tías and my familia. I'm like, I don't know if anyone's actually going to get any value out of this. And number three, my microphone was shit. And it was not my microphone was shit. Like, let's be honest. It was my iPhone was shit. And I have the iPhone 8. And not that I bought it for this reason, but I was like, what? So there's a couple of things. And I was like, nah, you know what? This is not important for me anymore. But, you know, I was like, A week ago, I had a couple of people send me a private message saying, hey, Michelle, what's up? Like, we haven't heard your little podcast thing in a while. What happened? And I was like, what? You actually listen? Like, I thought it was me just talking shit. Like, I didn't know anyone actually cared. And they're like, no, we actually like it. We listen to it. So I was like, okay, well, look, I'll do it again. But this time, guys, I'm only going to do it once a week because I think last time I was doing it twice a week and I don't know, just number one, not enough time, and number two, like, there's only so much shit you can talk, you know, in 10 minutes. But anyway, so this is back on. I think I'm going to be recording it like around Wednesday, Thursday every week, and then I'll probably update a story to let you know when it's live or whatever the word is. And then someone asked me a question and they said, hey Michelle, like, what's the direction of your brand? And I said, what? Brand? So basically, my brand is not really a brand. It's just me. My name's Michelle. I look after Latina lifestyles. And I have a Facebook and I have an Instagram. And I like posting different things from the Latin American culture. And a lot of little, you know, fun things. Fun little fun things just to spice up everyone's day. That's it. And I have a podcast because I like talking shit. And I thought it would be nice. Yeah, that's it. I don't really have a direction. I'm going with the flow. I'm hoping eventually to, if I do, maybe I'll have, I don't know, like some sort of a blog or something, but I'm not like hardcore. That's why, like, I've actually had a few people come up and say that they want me to post maybe a product on their page. And I would do that. I have no hesitations, especially if it's a small business. But some of the other people, I'm like, no, because I'm just posting for fun. So that's what I'm doing, guys. I'm posting para reír nomás, you know, nothing else. Yeah, so that's pretty much the direction of Latina Lifestyles. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about, so I know everyone who follows my page, you'd all see that I actually post a lot about, not a lot, but I post makeup photos, you know, I post photos of makeup artists and different designs in terms of like body art. I think for me it's very fascinating. And I've noticed when I search, because every day I search for different content, I do that for fun, right? Like, and that's why I started this page. And I found a little bit of a difference between Latinas in Western cultures, so like in the US, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, were a little bit different to those obviously in Latin America, or who were, you know, originated Latin American that lived in Latin America. And the main difference that I found was those in Western cultures, they accentuated their red lips, more chiseled jawlines like Jennifer Lopez. They had, you know, the very like chiseled face, jawline, red lips, and that was their main look. And then these like sharp eyes, and it was all about this like look, like I'm gonna kill you, but I'm like sexy at the same time. And then I would just scroll for days and hours, months and years for like makeup artists in South America and Latin America. And I found that so different. You know, they focus so much attention on their eyes. They post photos of their makeup and they have like minimal makeup around their face, and they have these beautiful colors around their eyes, like reds and pinks and yellows, and it's so beautiful. And it's maybe it's picking up the colors that's surrounding them. I have no idea how they interpret the makeup, but that's the main thing I noticed. And mind you, it's not obviously, I haven't looked at every single makeup artist in the world. It's just like a sample from what I've seen. And the really good thing that I like about it is you can see how different they view beauty and how they interpret beauty. And like, if you ever want to check it out, like, for example, put in Instagram or in Facebook or in YouTube, whatever you guys use, put Latina makeup artist or hashtag Latina MUA for makeup artist. And then look at those, you know, scroll and you see one, you're like, oh, that looks pretty. And then you're like, you know, I know I follow some. I think there's one girl called Glam Tender and another one called Christy or Kirsty. Oh, they're amazing. I stalk the shit out of them. And they have a very certain way of doing their makeup. It's very beautiful. And then you go on to like hashtag Maki, hashtag Maquilladora, hashtag Maquillaje. And then you start finding all the ones from South America, Latin America, and you'll see how they accentuate their eyes with different colors. There's this little test, like, go check it out. I'm not saying you have to, but it's just something that I've personally noticed. And I just, for me, I like seeing what person A and person B like doing differently. And then I started like reading up about it, and it's just fascinating when you go to learn. Like, I didn't even know, but you know, guys, Brazil is actually the fourth biggest market for beauty products in the world. So obviously number one being US, China, Japan, but number four in the world for beauty products, which obviously they're a big nation, but damn, I was like, wow. And then you got Mexico ranking 7th, Argentina ranking 17th. Argentina surprised me because I don't mean to stereotype or generalize at all in the slightest. I love Argentinians, but the ones that I've met, they're always so like laid back, their hair chill, they're guitar players, they like earth and go over hiking, you know. Obviously you've got I follow one girl who's like amazing at makeup and she dances bachata like before she goes to sleep, but yeah, most of the ones I know, they're very like they like the natural way of life. So that surprised me when I found out Argentina was 16th. And then I found out like Brazil, man, they spend close to $150 per person on beauty products. Per person. It's the highest amount in Latin America. And then you go closely after Argentina and Chile. Just a few dollars less. Like, it's per person. And then you start to realize that obviously there's a big beauty culture and image culture and the idea of being sensual and sexy in South America, and it's so prominent. And obviously these beauty the big players of the beauty industry have come into South Latin America and seen how much money and profit they can make from it. And it's not like just lipstick or fragrance or other cosmetic products. Like, you have countries like Brazil, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina. They're regularly featured in the top 10 countries for cosmetic plastic surgery. Obviously you got US, South Korea and things like that. I mean, South Korea, they go crazy. I don't know if anyone knows. Like, go onto YouTube and type in South Korea plastic surgery and it's just like, grab some popcorns, you know. But yeah, and it's to the point where Brazil actually gets a tax reduction if someone gets breast implants or liposuction. I said to my sister, I was like, oh my god, we need to go to Brazil, man. Like, we could get a Brazilian bum and get a tax deduction on that. Like, it's well, look, I'm joking, but Latin Americans, man, like, you can even associate beauty enhancements like Brazilian wax. Like, todos sabemos, we've all had a Brazilian wax, like, let's be honest. Or like everyone knows about a Brazilian bum. It's like, oh, I want to get myself a Brazilian bum. Or everybody knows, like, there's jeans colombianos. Everyone knows that. I don't know, like, in the US. I think in the US it's big. In Australia it's different big. I don't know in the Europe. But, for example, right? My friend Chio, or Rocio, like I call her. She, one day, I remember I met her, like, 10 years ago. And she was wearing these jeans and she looked fantastic and her bum was all like barriva and she looked sexy and stuff. And I said, damn, where are you getting your jeans from, girl? And she said that they're like from Colombia. And there was someone in Sydney who sold them. And after that point, I was like, you know what? I need to get myself a pair of Colombian jeans. And I think now it's actually a big market for it. Because these jeans, they like lift your bum like barriva and you can walk around like you have a perfect bum. Which most Latinas do, excuse me. For me, I was like, you start to think about it and you're like, yes, there's actually, yes. And I know in Sydney, especially, there's a couple, three or four different places that sell jeans colombianos to everyone, not just exclusive or unique to Latinos. And even in the media, it's popular. You know, it's apparent that Latin Americans, they have a fascination with beauty. I mean, I think Venezuelans have won Miss Universe 7 times. 9 times. Like, it just goes to show, in Venezuela, there's a big, I think it's called Venevision channel. It's a big beauty market. I think beauty dominates Venezuela in terms of like the industries. Beauty is like massive there. The models there, beauty models or pageant models, they're just on another level. But yeah, so I guess these businesses, this industry came in and like, oh, Latins look at their body is like bodies of worship in tropical climates, and you know, female appearance is regularly mentioned, and you know, it's not really overly conservative or overly religious to the point where I don't think this industry would make money. So it's now huge, and I don't know, for me it's fascinating. I like to read it. I like to read about this stuff, and I like to see different societal things and cultural things that differentiate, you know, Latin Americans from others. And you probably look and there's probably lots of different other beauty cultures out there. You know, look, Japan, South Korea, they spend so much money. It's ridiculous. They're probably more so than us. So I don't know. That's something that I really, really liked. And if you guys, you know, have any feedback or comments, let me know. Even if you know businesses, like, we all know Avon, right? You guys know Avon, the makeup place? They took over. They came into Venezuela in like the 1950s. And then they started setting up like warehouses and manufacturers, and it just took over. And then everyone then started to realize, oh, what's makeup? And it's making me more beautiful. Or should I say accentuating your beauty? And I was like, wow, Avon did that? And then everyone, all the rest of the beauty like brands came in, started taking over. And yeah, that's why. But for me, I just, taking it back to like Facebook and Instagram, when I see girls posting it, I like it. I like it a lot because I like to see how they interpret beauty. And for me, honestly, a mí no me importa si someone has plastic surgery or not. I have friends who have, and I have friends who haven't. And they both do it for their own personal reasons, and I like it either way. For me, it's like, it's your body. Who gives a fuck? No one has the right to tell you what you do with your body. No one. So for me, they tell me, I'm like, you don't even have to tell me, man. Like, you just do it. I don't care. But it's a good thing for me. And every time I see something, like, I remember I saw a comment on a beautiful makeup artist in, I think she was in, I recently posted one today. I'm from Panama. I follow her. She's a cutie. She always does really interesting patterns on her face, like almost like abstract. But there's a beautiful girl in Mexico, and everyone always makes fun of her because she puts lips filler, and she does a beautiful makeup. And I was thinking to myself, why you gotta do that? Like, why you gotta put someone else down for wanting to make enhancements to themselves? If you don't want to do it, it's fine. It's equally, you're equally deserve happiness as that person does. So yeah, that's always going to be, that's always going to be a query in my mind. But anyways, guys, that's what I thought. That was an interesting topic to talk about today. And And if you guys ever want to have a chat, I started a group on my Facebook, also called Latina Lifestyle, but the group's called Todos Juntos. And it's a chance because I know on my DMs, sometimes I don't reply, or sometimes like a little bit of a forum going on. I'm like, why don't we just throw everyone into a group and we can just hang out, like no questions asked. You can meet other people, post questions, funny videos. I wanted to post extra stuff in there because I find so much shit. I'm like, where am I going to post this now? So I was like, well, I'll start a group and then maybe people who want to get on a more personal level can jump on this group. So Todos Juntos at Latina Lifestyle Facebook. And let me know if you like this mini cast, and I'll keep going. I will keep going, maybe next week, Wednesday, Thursday. But just any feedback is good feedback, right? Anyways, guys, also on for those in Sydney, I think there's a little event called Run by Pochito Sydney, like a little Chilean shop. They have a pop-up in Bexley, so I'm going to hang out there for a few hours. So if anyone wants to hang out, more than welcome. We can have some empanadas and some churros and we can hang out. It would be really, really nice to meet anyone. Anyways, guys, enjoy the rest of your day or night, or driving or cooking or limpiando, or cocinando, or bailando, or cantando, all the os. And I'll talk to you soon. All right, guys, have a good night. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.